Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the Red Dog beer to my Bud Light. Steven Shram. Steve, how are you?
How dare you use Red Dog in such a term like that? We had many memories with Red Dog when we were younger.
I know. I'd probably be like hungover for a week if I drank it right now. And yeah, it's warm out. It's Memorial Day weekend. Shram, this is our 45th episode.
It's crazy.
It's pretty wild. It's
very crazy.
It's 45 weeks of our... definitely quick. 45 weeks of us arguing and people listening to us. So I'm happy you did it because it's a lot of fun. But I'm going to kick your ass today. And I got to ask you a question. Any fun plans for this Memorial Day weekend?
I'm going to eat elk.
You're going to eat elk?
Yeah. I'm going to grill elk and I'm going to drink a shit ton of beers.
Are you going to like hunt the elk and kill it or just buy it at the butcher?
I'm not a bow hunter by any means, so it's going to be butcher all day.
Okay. All right. And our judge producer for this special episode, we're actually doing it via Zoom. So Zoom, if you're listening and want to give us sponsorship, you know, we love your software. So thank you. And of course, you know, it's Jeffrey Scott William Poland III. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Doug. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I'm glad we're able to do this during the week. And so what are your plans for this weekend?
I don't know. Maybe go down the shore. Maybe go down to Forked River, you know. The old house.
That's great. Well, tell people where you live. That's pretty good.
That's fine.
So people are listening to this.
There's a ton of people that live in Forked River. Come on.
It's not as big as you think. I'm sure they can pin you
down. It's gotten a lot bigger, bro. It's gotten a lot bigger.
All right. Before we jump into this week's topic. Yeah. This weekend, I think just gonna relax. Just gonna just take some Advil PMs and just knock out and dream.
Yeah, are you gonna do that thing where they talk about in the 40-year-old virgin, the game when you play it, but you know you take a bunch of PMs and you know
no.
sit on your hand and wait for it to fall asleep?
No, I'm not. I don't need. No, that's not
makes you really miss Quaaludes, and I didn't even get to enjoy them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a perfect way to jump into this week's topic. Jeff, what do you got for us?
Well, seeing how it's a Memorial Day weekend, what is the more ideal, you know? Memorial Day weekend, is it, you know, time at the beach or the community pool?
You want to go to the community pool. Do you really want to fight that traffic? That traffic going down the shore, Jersey shore, any lake is just, oh my God, it's so insane. Community pool, you have all the people that you know from your town. You know, you can have some fun. You can sneak some beers in. They have a snack stand. So if you're like, honey, I forgot the chips. Oh my God, our day's ruined if you go to the beach and forget the chips. Snack stand, right there. They have chips, and they're pretty good. So, of course, you want to save time, less driving, less hassle. Go down to that community pool.
I can't agree with any of that, and obviously because that's the name of our fucking show. That's the name of our show. But honestly, you got to go to the beach. I mean, it's an experience. Yeah, you're going to hit some traffic depending on when you leave, but anybody experienced beachgoer knows the proper time to leave to not, you know, hit the traffic. But, you know, you could do more things at the beach. I mean, you go to your community pool and you kind of got your chair and, you know, there's a lifeguard bossing you around. I mean, there's lifeguards at the beach, but they kind of leave you alone for the most part. You know, there's one of the best things that I ever enjoyed on the beach is like a WPC, which is a well-packed cooler. You get a well-packed cooler filled with sandwiches and beers and you bring it over to the beach, hang out all day. You know, you play more games at the beach. You can set up can jam. You bring a football. You do all that. Community pools aren't that big, especially the one that, you know, we saw growing up. There's not a lot of room for activities. So way more activities and more serenity. I mean, you look at the ocean, the sound of the waves crashing. At the community pool, it's just a bunch of, you know, three-year-olds screaming, crying, and peeing all over you when you're just trying to take a dip.
So you're thinking Memorial Day weekend, the beaches are going to be quiet?
I said just more serenity. I said an ocean can, you know, be louder than, you know, anything you can hear at the community pool. At the community pool, you know, you could try and drown things out. You put your headphones in and that might help a little bit, but you know, you just hear the waves crashing, man. It's so peaceful. You know, and even if there are annoying people by you, it kind of balances it out. It's, you know, it's nature, man.
All right, Jeff, what do you got for us?
All right. I think we all can agree we're three married men here, right?
I think that's factual. Yeah, I can agree.
Okay. But my question
is, Wikipedia.
It's okay to look. Where are the girls at that we're going to look at? Where's the better women at? Where are we going to be like, oh, honey, look at the kids over there playing. And then boom, you're looking at mom, the MILF.
Well, it's definitely not at the community pool because, listen, you know, you're at the community pool. You're within your own community. Now you're the creeper that's, you know, staring at your neighbor two houses down. That's weird. You get in trouble for shit like that. Like, you were fucking looking at Lisa all goddamn day. Now you can't go over for barbecues anymore. You can't hang out with her husband. You know, friendships are destroyed. You know, someone just passed by on the beach that you don't know where they're from. You need to take a peek and move on with your life. You know, there's no
harm,
repercussions.
No harm,
no foul. There's no repercussions after, you know. Divorces are caused at community pools by looking around. It's fucked up.
And that leads into what I'm going to say. Divorce rate is like 50%. So there's three of us, 33% would be one of us. So, you know, one of us might get divorced. And there's a lot of people that are going to the community pool. So maybe your marriage is rough anyway. You know, you want to plant those seeds, maybe with Susie's mom, Timmy's mom. You know, you just talk to them. Or you just go well below. You find that, you know, 18, 19-year-old girl that's working at the snack stand. Maybe she gives you a little snow cone, and then you give her a little.
What are you, fucking Wooderson from Dazed and Confused? I get older, they stay the same age. That's
this isn't me. This is a scenario.
Well, listen, I'm just saying that you pull something like that at the community pool, and all of a sudden, you know, all your respect, all your reputation within your community, you know, all of a sudden now that big, you know, sponsorship that you were going to do to raise money for the playground, nobody shows up to your fundraiser because everyone's creeped out by it.
But you're already a member of the community pool. And that's what I have to say. You have to be real whenever you choose whatever you're going to do for a particular weekend. Community pool is just going to be wild. It's going to be fun. It's right, trashy, but in a good way.
All right. My next question is, I don't know if I am very big into aquatic sports. Okay, I'm a very good swimmer. What would have the better, you know, where would I have more of a chance of a competition with the people around for the aquatic, like a race, a diving contest, a, you know, surf contest, you know, what, name it. Like, where's the better aquatic sports?
When people do triathlons, right, and, you know, they're going from bike to running to whatever, they never go bike running to community pool. That never happens. You go bike running into a lake or into an ocean. You know, in this case, the beach, you run through the sand. It's tougher to run through sand than it is through like the concrete parking lot. So if you're really looking to challenge yourself, it's the beach, 100%.
They have those pools that they always advertise in the back of the magazines that, you know, you can just swim in like 4 feet by 4 feet by 5 feet deep. And there's like a jet stream. So you could practice whatever you want to do. And you mentioned diving, you're going to be diving at a pool. And one thing you don't have to worry about at the community pool is outrunning a shark, because sharks are a thing and people can die. There was a documentary that they made, actually five of them. Yeah, I think you might have heard in Jaws. You know, those things happen. That was in Amity.
But Jeff, wouldn't you want to be able to outrun a shark if you needed to? Or do you want to be babied your whole fucking life going through a pool? And then when shit gets real, when you're in the ocean one day, you don't have the skills to run from the shark. Michael Phelps trained in hurricane strength ocean waters to become the swimmer that he was in those pools. So if he sees a shark, guess what? He's out, because he put himself through that. Don't baby yourself, man. You deserve better than that. You deserve to live.
Wow, Shram, this is probably the worst moment of It's Debatable, because if you are a fan of Shark Week, are you guys? Do you guys watch Shark Week?
I do.
I've seen it, yeah.
I'm terrified.
Michael Phelps did train to beat a shark, and guess what? He wasn't even close. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait, well, Michael Phelps, he fought a shark?
No, he trained to race a shark. So they had like a community, a simulation of the speed of a shark, and Michael Phelps tried to beat it, and he was not even close. So
I thought Sharon was selling me on the fact that Phelps was like trained to fight a shark. Like if he was in the water and a shark's coming at him, he could fight a shark.
Nah,
I'm just saying it
way
makes
too
you
lanky, bro.
It makes you tough. Plus,
But he did train.
You don't have to be Michael Phelps to fight a shark. You don't have to be Michael Phelps. Everyone knows you punch a shark in the nose and you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, but sharks are onto that, dude. They're ready to duck. They know it's coming. Some
like
even
were. They're evolving to the point where they have self defense now against a punch to the nose.
Yeah, sharks are like, some of them are like over 150 years old, dude. They have like cars and like bones from, you know, Civil War era.
Dude, so are turtles, and they're still dumb as fuck. Unless they're mutants and ninjas, and then they're awesome.
All right, my next question is, all right, it's getting late, sun's going down. Where's the party at, man? We all like to party here. I think we all could agree. Tell me, where's the party at?
Surf's up. Party's on the beach, man. You know, that's the same for a reason. You know, listen, not really by the beaches that we have, but most beaches in the country, they allow you to do a little bonfire on the beach. Imagine going to your community pool and trying to start a bonfire with a bunch of PBRs and just, you know, trying to get a little wild, bringing music and everything. No, that's not going to happen. You got to listen to the regulations and the rules. And actually, at nighttime, they close the pool down, I think, in the community. So right there, party is not even going to be on site. Now you got to move locations. At least if you're at the beach all day, get the firewood. Let's go.
That's so funny. So they might close the pool, but Mr. Thompson, you know, the woodshop teacher who lives behind the community pool, he built a little fence. So you just, you know, a little hole in the fence. He cut it out. So you just walk through as soon as it hits 9:59, you're walking right through that fence. You're going to Mr. Thompson's. Dude, he has the rager of all ragers. Jello shots. He's got keg stands. Dude, and he has former students that he hires to dance. Again, I'm not approving of this. But he made a connection. He said he made the deals when they were over 18. I'm just going to take his word for it. But yeah, on the beach, Shrimp said it. He tried to cover it up, but he accidentally misspoke. You said, you know, especially beaches in New Jersey, dude, you have to like drink in a solo cup and they still freak out if they catch you.
Wow. Less likely, though. Less likely. You get frisked into community pools these days. Literally. I'm surprised they don't even do cavity searches. That's how safe everyone's trying to be when you're trying to access the pool.
Wait, do you have to pay for those frisks, or is that included?
Well, it comes with membership, I believe, but you get more bang for your buck at the beach. And also, what weird town are we living in where you get rejected by the girl from the snack stand and you're like, oh, that's fine. I'll see you at Mr. Thompson's later and I'll just harass you over there.
Well, dude, she might be there. She might, you know, bring you a stone cone in the bushes. I don't know. I'm just saying, you want to have a good time, a memorable Memorial Day weekend. You know what? You see all those people, you get just absolutely shit-faced the whole weekend. Tuesday morning comes, and you're waking up, you're at the bagel spot, and you're sitting there hanging out at the bagel spot, and you see everybody, and you just like, you know, just give them finger points, because you're like, oh my God, Mr. Thompson's was crazy.
Wow. Mr. Thompson went crazy, but Jeff, I know, dude, you get bored easily, man. Mr. Thompson's doesn't happen until 9, 10 o'clock at night. In the summer, the sun doesn't even set until 9, 10 o'clock at night. If this community pool's in Alaska, sometimes it's dark for like 40 days before you can even do anything. But here's the thing. More activities, like, dude, what are you going to do? You're going to bring your book to the community pool, and what are you going to read? You know, like, you're going to fucking read Harry Potter or something and fucking, you know, be like, I'm going to go down the water slide, take a quick dip and go back to my book under the tree. Or do you want to fucking play can jam? Do you want to toss a football around? You want to bring a boom box? Because guess what? Noise ordinance at the community pool. Noise ordinance. You can't bring your boom box to the community pool. No one wants to hear that shit.
Well, Shrimp, one more time, you put yourself. Dude, have you ever tried to throw a frisbee on the beach? Especially the terrible, flimsy frisbees that are Can Jam frisbees. Can Jam, I hope you're listening because your product is pretty crappy. There's like 5 miles per hour. So on that beach, that'd be the worst game ever. At the community pool, there's, you know, high bushes, there's high evergreens. So you're able to play that Can Jam. You could play that. Whatever game that you want that's outdoors, they have basketball hoops. Jeff loves basketball. And then he can go down the slide, and then maybe he wants to take in a good read of, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
There's a lawsuit, though, because the community pool, it's such a small area. It's a designated area. It's so many feet by so many feet. So now you're getting sued, Jeff. Not only might you be getting divorced, you're getting sued because you went to play Can Jam, you nailed 3-year-old Timmy in the face, knocked out all his teeth because there's not enough room.
Here's my next question. And then we're going to get to closing arguments. Okay. But I want to know which place has the better, I got to take a dump. Where am I going? You turn around. I got to shit. Where am I going?
Oh, it's the community pool, man. Dude, those concrete bathrooms with the metal toilets, even though it might be a little cold, they have good TP there. You got to think, if you're pooping on the beach, A, you'd be a sicko and poop in the water, or B, you walk to the Porta John, you got to make sure, what if they don't have toilet paper? You got to bring your own toilet paper, and then you wipe, you're fine, and then you're sitting in the sand. And dude, if you didn't get it perfect, dude, you're going to have sand in your butt crack, all over your privates. And for the ladies listening, sand in the vajayjay is not nice.
Okay, Shram.
You could get creative at the beach, man. You could dig a hole. You know, Doug said you go in the ocean, which is disgusting, but like, you got to look, like, where are you at on the beach? How far is the boardwalk? How far is the ocean? You know, and also there's showers, man. Like, you clean yourself off. Like, listen, there's no porta johns. You know, it's 2019. Beaches have come a long way.
Hold on. You're saying there's showers, so you're going to shit while showering?
No, what I'm saying is you could, you know, clean yourself up if you need to.
Ah, so clean the your area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? If we're going to get into grossness here, you know, which, hey, listen, at the beach, it could be disgusting. You got three options, and you got to choose what's going to be the most appropriate for you. But you could clean yourself up. Listen, let's just not forget the community pool filled with kids. They never get out to go to the bathroom, and that's a little weird, I think. You know, is that what you want to be swimming in?
No.
Don't open your mouth, dude. Just think about it. When you're in the ocean, you don't open your mouth, too. It's the same thing. You don't want salt water in your mouth. You don't know what's in there, dude, especially on the Jersey Shore. Dude, in the 80s, there was hypodermic needles that were coming up on the shore in the sewage. Ooh. How many times every summer do they have alerts to be like, can't go in the water. We got green foam just floating.
Wow. I'm just saying, you go to the beach, too. I mean, you're just doing laps at the community pool. You go to the beach. Not even, I've named so many beach activities, and I can name a million more. You know, there's just more room to do more activities. It's from a great movie, Step Brothers. But also water activities, man. Like, you got to slide at the freaking, you know, community pool. In the beach, dude, at the ocean, you go on a boat, you can jet ski, party on a boat, shits on Mr. Thompson's house. Shits on it. Everyone loves party on a boat, man. Fucking drop anchor, blast music, everyone's going nuts. And, you know, it's not being served snow cones by, you know, people that maybe not shouldn't be serving you snow cones.
She's of age. And I have to mention this. Jeff, I don't know if I mentioned it before. Mr. Thompson, he's a woodshop teacher now, but he's ex-military. So he actually has a helicopter. So he can actually take you around on a tour. You can see the fireworks that they do near the Statue of Liberty. And could you imagine that? Waking up Tuesday morning, meeting people at the bagel spot, and you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe the snow cone girl and me in the helicopter watching the fireworks from the top of the Statue of Liberty? Come on. No, you want to go on the beach, have to worry about digging a hole in the sand, covering it up, and then you forget to cover it up. Your wife steps in it. It's just bad news. Bad news bears.
All right. Gentlemen, closing arguments.
Listen, for all the reasons I said and so many more, it's got to be the beach. I mean, Doug brought up traffic right off the bat. And you listen, we're all, you go to the beach at the right time. You miss the traffic. When you get there, you're so happy you're there. Not only do you feel great because you're seeing something beautiful in nature with the oceans crashing, but you feel great because you left town. Like, it's just when people leave and go to other places, you feel the weight come off your shoulders. You feel the pressures of your job and your house and your mortgage and all that. For a little while, it's all gone. When you're at the community pool, all those people that have the same pressures that you do infect you with it. That's the conversation when you're there. Hey, how you doing? Oh, I see you having a problem with your lawn over there. Or, you know, this is like, you don't want to fucking talk about that shit when you're trying to enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. You want to forget all about life's problems. You want to hit the beach with a WPC, well-packed cooler, grab the can jam, and the Frisbees aren't that flimsy. You know, they're very well-made. And enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. It's worth the trip. You know, serenity, peacefulness, and let's not forget, 10 times more fun.
Jeff, close your eyes and I can see you, so close your eyes.
All right, I'm closing my eyes.
All right, picture the scenario. You get in the car, you want to leave at 7 to beat the traffic, your wife doesn't wake up, and then it's 8, and then she finally wakes up, then you're like, oh my God, I got to make sure I drop off the dogs to my parents. Then it's 9, 10 o'clock, and then you finally get on the road, and you're sitting in gridlock traffic, sweating in your car. You're like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Then she doesn't have air conditioning?
I'm talking.
Sorry.
So he finally finds a parking spot after going through 7 lots, and he starts walking onto the beach, and like Shrimp said, you know what? At the community pool, there are a lot of people that have similar issues that might know things about you, right? Or you know how weird they are, and you're like, I don't want to sit next to Susie. But when you go to the beach, dude, it is like rolling dice. When you sit down, you don't know what weirdo is going to come over and be like, hey, do you mind if I rub some oil on your wife? And you're like, dude, get away. You can rub oil on me, but you have to ask nicely. It's just you don't have to – just think of all the time you're going to be in the car, all the time wasted. Then you have to move everything. Just go to the community pool. You're going to have a lot of fun. And hey, you can ride in a helicopter driven by ex-military Major Thompson.
Wow. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for helping me decide what I'm going to do this Memorial Day weekend. Steve, I like the fact that, you know, when we go to the beach, we can bring it to WPC, you know? Let's see here. Going through my notes. It's harder to run, you know, on concrete than it is in sand, so we could do more activities, football, you know, can jam. Doug brought up some good points, you know, snack stand, snow cones. Jeez, less of a hassle. I tell you, Steve, you had me sold with the WPC. You did. But where you lost me is you lied about Michael Phelps being able to fight a shark. I want to go fucking party with Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
You know, I want to go to Mr. Thompson because, you know, it sounds like that old dude knows how to get down, and he flies a fucking helicopter.
Yes, he does fly a helicopter. All right.
I'm not going to say this. I'm going to say this now because I didn't want to rub Doug too much, but don't forget, he's most likely flying this helicopter wasted. And now you're like,
even better. Even better. Roll the dice.
All right, Doug. Doug, you know what? You got 45. We'll see what happens. 46, 47, 48, 49. But 50's coming quick. And that's a big one for us, too. And I want to make sure everyone listens to that because not only is it going to be awesome, I'm going to dominate.
Oh, okay. But let's not look too far ahead. How do you feel right now?
Terrible. I don't want to go to the community pool. I'm going to go to the beach and forget this ever happened.
Well,
dude, come on. What about Lisa?
Well, yeah, Lisa, snow cones.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, Shram, I guess he doesn't want to go to the community pool and get frisked, but me and Jeff will be there. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.